And welcome to our special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. These poems were originally set to music, and we think about the music a lot. But in the singing, we've got to remember that it's the message of these poems, not the music, that should interest us most of all. Now, I'm not going to sing these words, I'm going to speak these words. And hope that you will be blessed by them. I notice people have been coming back. There's something that attracts people to the messages that seem to have been lost in our day. Let's get back to them. Let's see. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Remember that one? It's just a chorus. There are a couple of verses, but I don't know those. I'm just going to do the ones I know. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. And then we sing that twice. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Thou art welcome in this place. How about Hosanna? Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. And then glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God. Glory to the King of Kings. How about your heart? More of a whimsical sort of song that goes back into the Stu Hamblin days, I believe. Friend, how would you feel if your heart were made with a window on each side so that all could see not just outward charm, but detect if inward harm? How about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today. Is it black by sin? Is it pure within? Could you ask Christ in to stay? People often see you as you are outside, but Jesus really knows you, for he sees deep down inside. How about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today. And then how big is God? Though men may strive to go beyond the reach of space, to walk beyond the distant glimmering stars. This world's a room so small within my Father's house, the open sky, but a portion of his yard. As winter's chill may cause the tiny seed to fall, to lie asleep till waked by summer's rain, the heart grown cold will warm and throb with life anew. The Master's touch will bring the glow again. How big is God? How big and wide his vast domain? To try to tell, these lips can only start. He's big enough to rule the mighty universe, and yet small enough to live within the heart. Amen. I like this one. How can it be? I've stopped and wept singing this song. Think about what you're singing or speaking in this case. O Savior, as my eyes behold the wonders of thy might untold, the heavens in glorious light arrayed, the vast creation thou hast made, and yet to think thou lovest me. My heart cries out, how can it be? As at the cross I humbly bow and gaze upon thy thorn-crowned brow, and view the precious bleeding form by cruel nails so bruised and torn. Knowing thy suffering was for me, in grief I cry, how can it be? How can it be? How can it be? Was ever grace so full and free? From heights of bliss to depths of woe, in loving kindness thou didst go, from sin and shame to rescue me. O love divine, how can it be? And then the refrain, how can it be? How can it be that God should love a soul like me? Oh, how can it be? How deep the Father's love. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one, bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know, with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. And I think most of you know John Rippon's song, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word." What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home or abroad, on the land, on the sea, as days may demand, shall thy strength ever be. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow, for I will be with thee, thy trials to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only designed thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. And then everyone's favorite, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Amen. How I love my Savior. Death shall not destroy my comfort. Christ shall guide me through the gloom. Down he'll send some heavenly convoy to escort my spirit home. Jordan's stream shall not o'erflow me while my Savior's by my side. Canaan lies before me. Soon I'll cross the swelling tide. See the happy spirits waiting on the banks beyond the stream, sweet responses still repeating, Jesus, Jesus is their theme. Oh, hallelujah, how I love my Savior. Oh, hallelujah, that I do. Oh, hallelujah, how I love my Savior. And brethren, you may love him too. How lovely are thy dwellings, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found her a house, the swallow a nest, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Now that's different psalms kind of sewn together into one big song that is really just from the book of Psalms. But I like the way that the music goes in that. But as I said, I'm not going to sing this. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, we praise your name. Again, a couple of psalms put together here to make a song for us to sing. Here's one I used to sing as a younger person. How rich I am since Jesus came my way. Redeemed my soul and turned my night to day. How very rich I am. Such peace and joy I never knew before. Countless blessings from his boundless store. How very rich I am. There's greater glory in a sunset, a brighter twinkle in a star. There's much more promise in a rainbow, more music in a singing bird by far. All things have changed. My eyes, once blind, can see. The whole wide world is now a symphony. And with all this, heaven is my destiny. How rich I am. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land. And I've got a home in that yonder city. And it's not made by hand. I got a mother, a sister, and a brother who've gone to that sweet home, and I'm determined to go and see them over on that distant shore. As I go down to that river Jordan, just to bathe my weary soul, if I could touch but just the hem of his garment, I believe it would make me whole. I am a pilgrim. Then I am coming, Lord. I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee, for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. Though coming weak and vile, thou dost my strength assure. Thou dost my vileness fully cleanse, till spotless all and pure. 'Tis Jesus calls me on to perfect faith and love, to perfect hope and peace and trust, for earth and heaven above. All hail atoning blood, all hail redeeming grace, all hail the gift of Christ our Lord, our strength and righteousness. And the chorus, I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. Now, some of these verses may not sound familiar. Some of these songs I've gotten the original writings. Some of them are more updated writing, so I never can tell whether I'm reading an old verse or a brand new verse, but they are somewhat different, as I recall them in my songbook way back in that Northeast church in Columbus, Ohio. I am his and he is mine, loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know. Gracious Spirit from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace, oh, this transport all divine, in a love which cannot cease. I am his, and he is mine. Heaven above is softer blue, earth around is sweeter green. Something lives in every hue that Christless eyes have never seen. Birds with gladder songs o'erflow, flowers with deeper beauties shine. Since I know, as now I know, I am his, and he is mine. Things that once were wild alarms cannot now disturb my rest. Closed in everlasting arms, pillowed on the loving breast. Oh, to lie forever here, doubt and care and self resign, while he whispers in my ear, I am his, and he is mine. His forever, only his, who the Lord and me shall part? With what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade and flee, firstborn light in gloom decline. But while God and I shall be, I am his and he is mine. Amen. I think Gaither either wrote this one or sang this one or both. I am loved. I am loved. I can risk loving you, for the one who knows me best loves me most. I am loved. You are loved. Won't you please take my hand? We are free to love each other. We are loved. That's the chorus. The verses go like this. I said, if you knew me, you wouldn't want me. My scars are hidden by the face I wear. He said, my child, my scars go deeper. It was love for you that put them there. Verse 2, forgiven. I repeat it, I'm forgiven. Clean before my Lord, I freely stand. Forgiven, I can dare to love my brother. Forgiven, I reach out to take your hand. Amen. And finally, I am not worthy. I am not worthy the least of his favor. But Jesus left heaven for me. The Word became flesh, and he died as my Savior, forsaken on dark Calvary. I am not worthy the least of his favor, but in the Beloved I stand. Now I'm an heir with my wonderful Savior, and all things are mine at his hand. I am not worthy the least of his favor, but he is preparing a place where I shall dwell with my glorified Savior forever to look on his face. In the chorus, I am not worthy. This dull tongue repeats it. I am not worthy. This heart gladly beats it. Jesus left heaven to die in my place. What mercy, what love, and what grace. Oh, my, the great songs, the great songs. Don't let them go, folks. Don't let them go. Get these songs sung again. Oh, I like the new ones, some of them. I like them. But I like these old ones, too. Why can't we have it all? We sing songs from the Middle Ages, some of these songs in here. So why can't we sing the songs of just the last generation? Don't let them go, folks. Okay, I've preached enough. Thank you so much for being here today. If you'll write me an email, men, that's bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and tell me just a little of your testimony, I will send you an email that has a link to a meeting that you can attend this very night, 7 o'clock Central Time in the United States. That's Chicago time, every Saturday night. Come and join us, men, for a men's fellowship. We only have 6 or 7 guys, but it's a great fellowship. We just need 1 or 2 more, and you're the one that we need. Why don't you join us tonight, would you? Oh, there's a lot of other things I could say about this website. And I usually do, but I won't today. God bless you. Look around. I think you're going to be blessed by it. It's been good. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.